Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Brenda Minton. She is the student council advisor for Perry High School. Brenda, thank you for joining me.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So we're talking about Perry's homecoming week, which is all this week. So first of all, just take us through kind of a schedule of events for the week.
All right, so every day we have a dress-up day. So Monday is going to be meme day, where students can dress as their favorite meme or make a shirt with a meme on it. So they're really excited about that. Tuesday is going to be our patriotic day for wearing red, white, and blue. There'll be a volleyball game that night versus Ballard, JV at 5:30, varsity at 7:15. And that's the day of our door decorating competition. So all the classes will decorate their connections door, and the top three will earn spirit stick points. Well, that takes us to Wednesday, Volunteer Day, always a great day in the community. We have volunteers going out all over, tons of projects, wearing blue or a Perry shirt. And then we have lunch at the field, a grill out with hot dogs and hamburgers, so kind of a special outdoor day. And then, of course, there's the Chamber of Commerce parade that night. So that's 5:30 lineup at the high school. Really, really appreciate that partnership with the Chamber. Thursday, another big day, we have Space Day. So that relates to our theme, Blue Jays are out of this world, since we're facing the North Pole comets. So we have that dress-up day. And then, of course, we have our coronation. That'll start at 8 o'clock in the gym with the bonfire to follow, and we'll crown our king and queen. Friday is class color day. Freshmen wear red, sophomores white, juniors black, seniors blue, and staff will be wearing gray. In the afternoon, we have game day in the gym at 1:10. It's just super exciting. The classes have class competitions to see who gets bragging rights for the most athletic class with the most spirit. And then, of course, we have our football games that night, ninth grade 4:45 and varsity football at 7:30. And the homecoming dance to follow, 10 to 1 in the high school gym.
All right, so a very busy week of activities. Let's talk about a few things in particular, starting with the spirit stick that you mentioned. Now, what is that?
We have a spirit stick award, and it's a Blue Jay. It's really, really kind of cool. It's got ribbons and bells hanging from it. And whichever class earns the most points through the week through dressing up, volunteering, and through the class competitions and door decorating, kind of get the bragging rights. They get to run around the track at halftime as the winning class, and then there's a plaque outside the library which commemorates the year of who won.
All right, so the winner of that will be announced when?
At the end of game day, Friday afternoon, and last year's winner was this year's senior class, so they're looking to repeat.
All right, now another thing I wanted to ask about is a very big part of homecoming that you mentioned, that is Volunteer Day. Now, what can you tell me about kind of what this involves and how it got started?
Well, this is an event that Linda Kaufman kind of started, and teachers contact people in the community, or if community members have an activity that they'd like some help or support with, they're welcome to call the school and talk about that. But we line up different projects for cleaning up, painting, working with senior citizens, just a whole variety of activities. And then the teachers get a group of kids together, sign up, we get permission slips. I arrange buses for transportation, some walk, and it's just a really great day to give back to the community and show that we appreciate all the support that the school gets through the year.
All right. Do you know about how many projects or businesses or that sort of thing that the students will be helping this year?
We have 34 different projects lined up, and most groups are taking 15 to 20 students just to be working, doing painting, yard work, working at the dog park, the kitty castle, working with some children at Perry Child Development Center, daycares, working with some kids at Perry Elementary, cleaning up at the Elks Lodge, painting graffiti in Patti Park, working at Crossroads Church, Lou's Diner. There's just a ton of great activities and a lot of work going on, and the kids really, really get into it and do a great job.
For sure. Now, why do you feel like having an entire day devoted to volunteerism is a good thing for both the students and the community?
Well, I think it instills the values that we want in our students and our society. We know that so many businesses and so many organizations in the community really support the school. And I think it's just great to show that we support them in every way that we can too. And that it's great to help out others and to not always think about yourself and what I can accomplish, but to really give back and to really value your community and take pride in what you see every day.
Absolutely. Now, a couple more things I wanted to ask about specifically. One is, last year when I was talking to some students about homecoming, basically to a person, each of them said their favorite activity for the week was game day. So what can you tell me about game day and what that all involves?
So our student council members get kids to sign up for the activities. So some of our activities this year are capture the flag. We have a girls dodgeball competition, a boys dodgeball competition. We play knockout for girls and boys again. We do hall decorating and we do tug of war. And so each student can participate in only one event to make sure that a lot of students get involved. Unfortunately, football players only get to do the tug of war. They got a game that night. We can't risk injury or using too much energy, but they really are supportive of each other, and I mean, they really, really want their class to win. And so sometimes some kids get some recognition that maybe wouldn't get it otherwise. And this year, we're really proud. I'm working with Chris Finn, and we tried to do this a couple years ago, and it just didn't work out. But we're getting a competition for some special needs students, an activity that they can do and get some recognition and applause and just show that the student body is supporting them.
Absolutely. So sounds like it's going to be a great time once again this year. Now, the homecoming dance takes place after the football game. What do you like about that event?
It's fun to see the kids all dressed up. It's our best attendance that we have at dances, and just kind of hanging out after the football game gives them a place to go and gather and have some fun. We usually get a pretty good turnout. It's just kind of fun to see them in a different capacity as opposed to the school environment.
Absolutely. Is there any cost for the homecoming dance?
Yeah, unfortunately, we had to raise our cost to $7 this year. Cost of DJs and officer supervision going up. It's a little bit more, but I figure it's still not too much compared to a movie or something if you go.
All right. Now, the coronation, that's on Thursday, and just a little plug for us, we will actually be broadcasting that live once again. That also includes the bonfire. That also seems like a really popular event throughout the week.
Yeah, something about fire. The kids just love it. It's really kind of fun that we have the coronation and then we can have our court lead us over to the bonfire and really have our cheerleaders having some fun outside. And with the support we get from the fire department, always willing to help out and having a good time that night.
All right, well, Brenda Minton, anything else about Perry Homecoming that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I did forget to mention there's a home swim meet and cross country as well. Come out and support them. And then also, we're excited to have honorary captains at the game again this year, and they are Don and Martha Strachey. And so we're excited to honor them and all the support they've shown Blue Jay and Jayette Athletics through the years. We're honored to be able to represent them well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Brenda Minton. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.